Seven yesterday, talk about excitement. I had the opportunity of heading to the gorgeous Abu Dhabi. Obviously, the big race is happening over the next 3 days. It is the race that the world looks at, the big Formula One. It's going to be amazing. Etihad Airways Abu Dhabi Grand Prix for 2018. The guys from VPS Health and the Burjal Day Surgery Center, it's a huge center in Abu Dhabi. And when you think of that, you don't think of, well, one of the best race car drivers in the world. But what they wanted to do was they wanted myself, the Dr. Shamshir, who is the big guy there, and Daniel Ricciardo to all shave our beards into a moustache.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got right now. I've got a fairly thick, goatee moustache going on. The reason why was talk about men's health.
Well, it is Movember.
100%.
Yep.
All of October, we talk about Women's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In November, it's all about men's health. Sometimes us men, we put it to a side.
Yeah.
We're all right. It's really important. It's really important for us men. And I'm saying this on behalf of men across the UAE right now. I'm saying it towards all of us right now. We've got to get ourselves checked out. And that means everything. All right? So especially hitting that age of 35 or over, it's time just to get things looked at. Make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
90% of the time, 95% of the time, you're going to be good. But get that look at. And that's what it was all about. Men's health. All right? Health is wealth. UAE. I got to catch up with Daniel Ricciardo, one of the best F1 drivers in the world. He's very, very in the media right now because he's leaving his Red Bull teaming. His Red Bull team after this race. It's his final race for Red Bull. And he goes to Renault. So we caught up with him. It was a little boardroom. Just him and I hanging out. This is my little catch up with F1 superstar Daniel Ricciardo. Welcome back to the UAE. Good feeling when you come back. I was hearing you say that you like the track. It's a fast track for you.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Firstly, I like the weather. I love coming into and just landing and knowing you can walk out the airport with a t-shirt on. Spent a lot of the time in Europe, which is cold normally. And the track's cool. I've always had a good run around here, and been coming here, I don't know, probably 8 years. So it's pretty familiar now.
Big question everyone's asking. You're probably sick of it as well.
You're going to ask it anyway.
I'm going to do it. I have to do it. Obviously a really good run with Red Bull, but it's coming to an end. This weekend's going to be the final race with the guys. Then you move on to the new club. But it must be bittersweet feelings for you.
It's I'm cool with it. Like I did have a good run. You know, in the 5 years, I obviously would have loved a world championship.
Sure.
Didn't get that, but you know, plenty of race wins, podiums, and you know, a lot of good memories. And the guys were cool. The team's cool. So it will be sad to leave them, but also moving on.
It's like have you ever broken up with a girl? Have you ever had a relationship end?
Yeah.
Because I feel that's how I feel like it is going to be. I don't know.
It's probably not as dramatic, I guess. But it's all good. I'm certainly looking forward to. I'm nearly 30, and I feel it's time to just create something new for myself, I guess.
When you're not racing, what are you doing? What does Daniel Ricciardo like to do?
I love music. I don't play any music, unfortunately, but I love to see live music. So try and see some bands perform. It's for me a good escape. And also I love bikes, so like mountain biking or dirt bike riding. When I'm back home in Oz, I'll go on the farm and just be a boy. I like being a boy. That's pretty much what I do.
How do you stay so grounded? Everyone that I speak to, especially back home in Australia, they're always just like, I love him. He's such a good guy. He's
good looking.
Yeah. No, that was never mentioned. But we can edit that in. He's good looking. No, but seriously, everyone, they haven't even met you, but just obviously from your persona and what they see, and me just being able to hang out with you for the half an hour here, I can totally get that vibe, man. Like, is this just how you were brought up to? Because, you know, you've got money, bro. This guy's got money. And usually when that happens, people change. But for you, I feel like you haven't. You're just... grounded.
Yeah. I think so. Proud $30 t-shirt.
That's it.
But I think it's definitely upbringing. Like, I think it's, you know, obviously whatever my parents did, they taught me well. I think just being, I feel like growing up in Perth, for example, like we always had pretty good weather. You grow up close to the beach. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you're just outdoors. Like you kind of just, it's a pretty good life, and you kind of feel, I just remember being happy as a kid and being active and talking with friends. And I think because I've still got those close friends I grew up with, that's probably part of the reason why I haven't really changed is they would probably kick my ass if I did. So,
I get you.
It's probably a combination of all things, but I don't know. You see examples as well along the way. You might meet people who aren't so grounded, and I think when you see it from another point of view, it's like, that's not sure how I want to end up being.
We're here with VPS, obviously, in Abu Dhabi. We're talking about men's health. Obviously, you're a very healthy man. Just good looking, yes. Sorry, edit that one back in, guys. Good looking. No, just regarding people sitting here, wherever they're listening to us around the world, especially for the men, being healthy is so important. For you, you've got a healthy regime. But what do you want to say to guys just to remain healthy? A lot of people are out there pushing the cigarettes and just, you know, thinking, oh, this is not going to affect me. I don't need to worry about this. What do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I won't say any names, but I got some mates who I'm always having a go at because, you feel... So the biggest thing for me, I guess, is the... which is a bit of a lifestyle for me now, but is your diet and your training, you know, you're being active and eating, you know, relatively healthy. And I see, you know, like some of my friends, it's easy to kind of just go through the motion and, you know, okay, you have a bit of fast food and I'll eat more fast food, and then you put on a bit of weight and then you're less motivated to train and all that. But it's not about physique or, you know, looking good for the ladies or whatever, but it's just about how you feel. And
sure,
you know, I'll have a month off over Christmas and I'll normally not really train or not really look after what I eat, and that's fine, but I feel the effect of it. You know, I feel lethargic, I feel like I'm less efficient. So just day to day, even your work, your job, if you got ambitions to be better than, or, you know, get promoted or do something better than what you're already doing, then it plays a massive part in what you eat and I guess doing something that's active.
Very cool. Prediction for the weekend?
I'll obviously win second and third, who cares?
That's right. And he'll be the best looking person up there as well. It's an honor to have you back here in the UAE. Daniel Ricciardo, everyone. Put your hands together for the legend.